It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the co-host, Lashana. Good evening.
Good evening, Ollie, and season's greetings to everyone that's listening to us. Welcome to another edition of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. And today we have a packed show for you. We're going to be speaking to the winner of the inaugural Poetry Barbados Open Mic Contest, and Irika Jelani, who is the founder of Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary. She's having her fourth annual Kwanzaa celebration happening at her Turner's Hall, St. Andrew location. And she's in studio with us right now. Good evening, Irika.
Good evening, Lashana. And good evening to Barbados and those hearing my voice at this moment.
So tell us a bit. This is the fourth annual Kwanzaa celebration. Can you tell me what inspired you to create this event and why it's of significance?
Well, you know, our farm at Ngozi is in the lush countryside of Turner's Hall, St. Andrew, where we grow a wide variety of organic fresh fruits and vegetables, culinary herbs, medicinal herbs, and, you know, plants and so on. And we also do a number of projects such as cultural events, spiritual events such as Thanksgivings, you know, and blessing ceremonies and so on, and tours and you know, showcasing our greenery and promoting sustainable development and food security. And we've decided to host Kwanzaa celebration now going on to the fourth year as one of the events, cultural events, you know, to promote our African roots and cultural development.
So tell us a bit about how this fourth annual Kwanzaa celebration will be structured and what can attendees look forward to this year?
Well, the event theme this year is entitled Working Collectively, Empowering People, Creating Sustainable Futures. And as I said, the Kwanzaa celebration is a gradual expansion that provides the opportunity for an annual community cultural tourism product. The activities includes an African harvest market where entrepreneurs can promote and sell fresh produce, products, and services. And we have items such as herbal products, roots and grasses, basketry brand. So you have a wide variety of basketry items on sale, mats, fruit baskets, you name it. And then we have also pastries, cakes, and other treats, and also skin products. You know, they have a lot of persons in the community that makes a lot of natural skincare products, as well as natural wines and so on, would be there on hand for persons to, you know, to purchase and to observe and so on. And anyone that want to set up or showcase their products can message or contact me via Irika Jelani Facebook page or call me at 283-6987 to book a space. And in addition, this year we also have a blessing ceremony where we give thanks and praise for the year that has passed and to welcome the new year to come. And how we will have Bishop Dr. Roger Bryan, you know, officiating with a blessing ceremony, as well as yours truly, Queen Mother Irika Jelani, and other members of the Spiritual Baptist community will be on hand to bless the proceedings. And also in attendance, you have members of the Rastafari Orisha Pan-African community to will also be in attendance to support. In addition, there is also a representative from the Ministry of Culture and Senator John King from the Division of Culture in the Prime Minister's office will be present to give the feature address. Also, parliamentary representative for St. Andrew, Mr. Roman Springer, will be in attendance and will also give an address to the audience. And then they have the exciting component, which is a cultural presentation and recognizing and celebrating the talents of our people in drumming, dance, poetry, and music. So this entertainment segment will see cultural performances by Pineland Creative Workshop, Haynesville Youth Group, the All Nation Drummers, poetry by award-winning poets such as Dio, Samsung, Stone with Cupid, Nigga Snot, Zoe Sunshine, and the reggae band Right Side of Red. You know, we look forward to a wonderful evening, and we, you know, trying to keep the culture alive and build spiritual awareness, as well as promote our enterprises, self-help entrepreneurs that will have their products on sale. And also this year, we have introduced a shuttle bus so persons can get to and from the venue in Turner South St. Andrew. So buses will leave Golden Square Freedom Park from 12:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. and leave and pick up persons when the show is finished at 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. in the afternoon. There will also be a stop off at the St. Thomas Parish Church for those who desire to park and ride. And you know, on that day, we also hold like a feast and meals are shared with participants and specially invited guests. And persons can also purchase natural juices and, you know, food and stuff to help develop and keep the vibes flowing, you know, right there at Ngozi's Farm and Cultural Sanctuary in Turner South, St. Andrew, next week, Saturday, 28th of December. And we hope to have an exciting time.
Yes, and this event is free and is also open to persons of all ages. Can you tell us a bit about, you told us that it starts at 10 o'clock with the Vendors Market, 3 o'clock with the Blessing Circle, and 4:30 with the Cultural Presentation. But can you also share with us a bit about why is Kwanzaa significant for people of Afro-Caribbean descent?
Well, Kwanzaa is an event I was created and introduced quite a few years ago in 1966 as an African-American festival by Dr. Mulana Karenga as a way to celebrate harvest. And Kwanzaa is a key Swahili word that means the first, and it represents the first fruits of harvest and celebration. It speaks of our history and our heritage, and it is a way for us to move forward with purpose, hope, and faith. And it also represents Black struggle, history, consciousness, and philosophical grounding. And it is an event that begins from the 26th of December until the 1st of January. And there are various principles. So this year, we are looking at the principle Ujima, which means collective work and responsibility. And with this event, you know, we can't do it without the assistance of persons. So I want to extend a special thanks to the Ministry of Culture in the Prime Minister's office for making this event possible. Also, heartfelt thanks to the National Cultural Foundation, Nation Publishing Company, and other private sponsors, such as the Peter Booth Foundation and Walker's Reserve, who have come forward to support this venture, and I'm much appreciative of that.
Yes, please. So remember that we're all going to Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary, December 28th, 2024, up at Turner's Hall, St. Andrew. And they're going to have at 10 a.m. So you have to get there. For 10 a.m., there's going to be a vendor's market where you can come out and get your naturally sourced product. At 3 p.m., there's going to be the blessing ceremony under the patronage of Senator Dr. Ramel Springer, as well as Senator John King, Special Advisor on Culture and Cultural Heritage. And then at 4:30, you can look out for performances from Pylon's Creative Workshop, Hainesville Youth Club, Portree Barbados, and Right Side of Red. That is a packed show for you, and it's completely free. And if you're worried, how am I going to get to Turner's Hall, St. Andrew? You don't have to worry. Irika has you covered with a free shuttle service that is leaving Golden Square Freedom Park at 12:30 midday and at 2 p.m. as well in the afternoon. And it'll be taking you to Turner's Hall, St. Andrew. It will be making a stop at St. Thomas Parish Church for those of you who want to park and ride. That option is available. And then leaving Turner's Hall, St. Andrew, we'll be leaving Ngozi's Farm and Cultural Sanctuary. And there'll be two buses again for you at 7 p.m. doing the same route to St. Thomas Parish Church on to Golden Square Freedom Park, and then at 8 o'clock, it'll be making another trip. So you have no excuse, no excuse why you cannot come and celebrate Kwanzaa at the Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary. Good evening to you, Sluggy.
Yeah, big up, 4th annual Kwanzaa. You know, it changed my name because of Kwanzaa years ago. Like, real talk, is that my name on Facebook? And then name me self on Facebook, Kumba, and that's from when I discovered the principles I really come across that. What Kwanzaa was focusing on, and then Kumba means leaving your community better than the way you found it. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was such a deep thing to take on, meaning that if you're celebrating Kwanzaa, and these are the seven principles, and that's one, that's saying that you really got to focus on, mm-hmm. which is different. For you, you got into Kwanzaa. What was the reason you got into to celebrating Kwanzaa?
Well, Kwanzaa is
when you was first aware, sorry, of it.
Right. Well, we used to do it years ago when Danny Hines was here.
Yeah.
And then with
Sister, Danny Boy, yeah, Master Dancer Boy.
Yeah, and Sister Fortuna. So, you know, coming up and Fortuna, discussing, yes, with Mr. Rodney Grant and mm-hmm. so on about event that I would like to hold at the farm.
That's
Kwanzaa
beautiful.
Was a perfect kind of event, yeah, you know.
Beautiful.
It's a more Afrocentric kind of vibes, yeah. And we are promoting family, we are promoting community and our African roots and culture. And I find one of the things, you know, living in Barbados as a culture practitioner myself, mm-hmm. for over four decades,
yeah.
You know, and teaching and being in the community, you know, promoting and encouraging the young people to learn a skill and to gain a talent. I think that is very important for us to encourage, you know, persons to be more aware.
Yeah.
And you, how we could stimulate the consciousness of individuals, because we are in the Caribbean,
yeah.
And we are majority Afro-Caribbean, yeah. People. Our base is African.
Yeah.
And I think it's important. You know, only today me and my son was having a discussion, the younger one, Baruti, mm-hmm. and he's into music as well. And it's very important for parents and even within the school system to encourage the children to learn something relating to our Africanness in terms of drumming,
yeah.
In terms of designing, in terms of basket weaving, leather work, metal jewelry, all different things. There are so many things doll making that, you know, one could get involved in to even help them to supplement their income and, you know, and as we talk about sustainable livelihoods and sustainable futures and so on. So I think it's important for us to promote our Africanness because that's who we are.
Yeah, I love that. Sounds like we're focusing on empowerment, especially of persons of African descent. And it sounds like it's something that we should be comfortable with. So I guess it's something that we got to push more to people because it look like we, sound like we, and feel like we. So any reason why we shouldn't be celebrating it, or rather expressing.
Yes, you know, it's not a replacement. Persons are
free.
I have free will to do whatever they want to do.
Correct.
But I'm saying, as a cultural practitioner and someone who has also visited Ghana, West Africa, you know, a couple of years ago on a Commonwealth Scholarship,
mm-hmm.
and living the life of Rastafari into the African-derived religious practices of spiritual Baptist, Orisha, mm-hmm. and so on, I think it's very important for us sometimes to come off, you know, things that doesn't really concerns us or isn't our culture, so to speak.
Facts.
You know, and try to embrace,
yeah.
the things of who we are. And it's sad, but you can't force anyone to do anything, but I think you can. It's important for us to continue to encourage and try to stimulate the awareness of who we are as African people living in the Caribbean, because we know that a lot of our customs and culture and spiritual ideals were oppressed and suppressed, and I see these events as something to continue,
mm-hmm.
you know, to develop the culture, the spiritual awareness, or agriculture, a lot of, you know, food security, learn to plant food instead of just buying and,
yeah.
you know, supporting all this, you know, processed foods and so on, deal with healthy lifestyle,
yeah.
you know, appreciate nature and the herbs and the plants around us so we could breathe in that oxygen and really develop,
yeah.
ourselves. You know, we always hear about all these non-communicable and communicable diseases, and the doctors and the health practitioners are speaking, encouraging persons to eat more healthy, exercise, be more aware, drink more water and so on. So I'm one that really, really, really are very passionate about healthy lifestyle and promoting our creative arts.
I love it.
And so on.
And I want to, at this time now, play a song from one of the artists who's going to be at
Kwanzaa.
And he's going to be performing live. It's Sam Stones.
Sam Stones.
And this song is Paradigm Shift.
Hey.
Was Paradigm Shift by Sam Stones, and you can see him live at Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary on December 28th for the 4th annual Kwanzaa celebration. And this event is made possible by the kind sponsorship from the Division of Culture, Prime Minister's Office, National Cultural Foundation, Peter Bulls Foundation, other private, public, and private sponsors. And we want to also mention that this event is completely free.
Yes.
And there's also a free shuttle. And we want to reiterate, there's a free shuttle that will take you to the Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary. It is leaving from the Golden Square Freedom Park at 12:30 midday and at 2 p.m. as well. And it'll be taking a route from Golden Square. It's going to do a short stop at St. Thomas Parish Church. For those of you who want to park and ride, or those of you who live in the St. Thomas area, don't worry. You can get in the bus from St. Thomas Parish Church and then it go up to Turner's Hall, to the Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary. And if you're wondering, how am I going to get home from up there? Once again, Irika has thought of everything, and she has a shuttle service that will take you back to Golden Square Freedom Park from 7 p.m. It's going to leave Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary. It's going to go down to St. Thomas Parish Church, and then it's going to make its way to Golden Square Freedom Park at 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. So you have no difficulty in getting home from this event or getting to this event, and you're going to enjoy at 10 a.m. a vendor's market where you can enjoy naturally sourced products made by local artisans. And at 3 p.m. there's a blessing ceremony that is going to be happening under the patronage of the Minister of St. Andrew, Member of Parliament, sorry, of St. Andrew, Senator Dr. Rommel Springer, as well as Special Advisor on Culture and Cultural Heritage, Senator John King, who will be representing the Division of Culture, Prime Minister's Office. And at 4:30 p.m., that's when the cultural presentations are going to start, and you're going to see Poetry Barbados, Hainesville Youth Club, Pylons Creative Workshop, and Right Side of Red. And that is free, free, free. And we look forward to seeing everyone there. We're going to give you another song now, at this time from Sam Songs, and this is Fully Dance.
Yeah, man. Some sounds on the sound system, a Caribbean thing now. Streets overrun with young thugs who have no more will come cross. No more remorse, no mercy. How them get so bloodthirsty? Them never grow with much love. Not much kisses, not much hugs. To survive you had to be tough and do some things to grim to speak of. This generation is fully dance. Let me tell you about guns and hooligans. I can see it in your eyes, you don't care about life. This generation is ignorant. Now juveniles with big guns. You better watch yourself, you could lose your life. Said warped and distorted, careless, cold-hearted. Make a wrong move and a war could be started. Clearly confused, find bodies discarded. Calling then dancing, some say retarded. System set up and you could guess who's the target. Lambs to the slaughter, piggies to market. Sweeping black murder under the carpet. Them cam in the game, said them force me to forfeit. Tell me how we get the pan drums in the ghetto. Tell me how we get the handguns in the ghetto. Every man turn top striker like Eto. Youths want things they don't know no better. Badness is trending, big shifts are sending drugs and machines with big clips extended. Doris now doing the shots fly like tourists. Not business for artisans and florists. Real real Milan jokes blowing out your candles. More criminals than police can handle. Murders from minors, constant reminders. Things dread. This generation is fully dance. Let me tell you about guns and hooligans. I can see it in your eyes, you can hear about life. This generation is ignorant. With big guns, you better watch yourself, you could lose your life. Circumstances, no second chances. Trying any means to build them finances. Nuff gone prison, nuff gone missing. Some just breezing the windy minimum. A broken spirit with no momentum. A disillusion of no potential. No role model to be influential. Deaf art thoughts just seem sequential. Nuff left school with no credential. Decide for them there was no redemption. Choose a career with no yield, no pension. Now we hit stones just to ease the tension. A sick cycle, much use don't get out. Pressing and holding us down too long. I pray for the Father to intervene now. Cause when I look around, this generation is fully dance. Let me tell you about guns and hooligans. I can see it in your eyes, you don't care about life. This generation is ignorant. Now juveniles with big guns. You better watch yourself, you could lose your life.
We could find somebody to get the youth to feel listened to. They would not be victim to these people who are saying, here, take a gun.
Streets overrun with the young thugs who have no moral compass. No more remorse, no mercy. How them get so bloodthirsty. Them never grow with much love. Not much kisses, not much hugs. To survive you had to be tough and do some things too grim to speak of.
And that was Fully Danced by Sam Sounds.
Yes.
And we are here with Irika Jelani, who is the founder of Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary. And they'll be hosting their fourth annual Kwanzaa celebrations on December 28th, 2024, starting at 10 a.m. And they have a full day that is packed for you. And you can bring your entire family, as they'll be having at 10 a.m. a vendor's market, where you can have naturally sourced products made by local artisans. At 3 p.m., you can have enjoy the blessing ceremony, which will be under the patronage of Member of Parliament for St. Andrew, Dr. Ramel Springer, as well as Special Advisor on Culture and Cultural Heritage, Senator John King, and he'll be representing the Division of Culture Prime Minister's Office. As well, at 4:30, there's going to be a cultural presentation happening that will feature the Pylons Creative Workshop, Hainesville Youth Club, Poetry Barbados, All Nation Drummers, and Right Side of Red. So you want to get there, and it is completely free. Irika, can you once again encourage all of our VOB listeners to come up and celebrate Kwanzaa at your beautiful place in Turner's Hall, St. Andrew?
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. You know, I'm very excited to be working. It's a lot of work, but we encourage persons to come up to knowing Barbados is far, because I live in the country and I be all over the place.
Yeah, we small,
so we
man.
Encourage persons.
We can get there. We can get there.
And you can, for those persons who can't get the shuttle, there's a St. Andrew Church bus that passes directly into by the farm. You can just tell the driver you're going by Ngozi's farm, and he will put you right by the farm. It's right next to the road, so persons can come on down. Come is a day that you could come and relax, bring your family, you know, come out and clap and enjoy the drumming, enjoy the singing and the chanting and the blessing ceremony by the Spiritual Baptist community. And, you know, it's not only for culture practitioners, but it's for anyone that wish to come up, to anyone that in the society, all are welcome, because we are working collectively. We are empowering people. We are creating sustainable futures. And I always like to promote family orientation. Mm-hmm. So a community development, and that is very important. Maybe we work together as a community. As Ujima said, the principal Ujima deals with collective work and responsibility. So that's the way we are going. And you know, Lashana, you have said the whole thing, and I'm happy for that. So we got the hand-woven basketry products. Mm-hmm. We have cakes and pastries. We have natural body skincare products. We have herbal products on location as well. And also natural juices, you know, some nice vegetarian item food will be there on hand as well. And we just encourage persons to come on up. From 10 o'clock, the vendor's market will be open. And from 3 o'clock, we have the blessing ceremony. So come and enjoy the vibes. And then at 4:30, you know, that's when the cultural performance and the creative talent and all those creative people will be there promoting the arts and so on, in dance, in song, in drumming, you know, poetry. And we're going down the road, and we give thanks and praises for all the support from the Ministry of Culture, who has, you know, supported me from inception. And I give thanks for that. The National Cultural Foundation has also come on board. We also have the Nation Publishing Company, private sponsors such as Peter Booth Foundation, Walker's Reserve, and others. And I really give thanks. And there are also persons in the community who will come out and help, you know, and put their shoulder to the wheel and put in some elbow grease that we can really get the site ready, you know, all the decorations done, and just be ready to enjoy and have a wonderful, wonderful Kwanzaa celebration. December 28th, Saturday coming, 2024, and look forward to a new year. You know, we going moving from one stage, you know, the year that is past, and now we are looking to welcome the new year to come. So we give thanks for that.
Yeah, and for persons who may not know about what Kwanzaa is, right? Can you explain what are the principles of Kwanzaa and why it's so important for persons to bring their kids, you know, and let them experience this element of our African culture?
Well, Kwanzaa has 7 principles because it begins from the 26th of December to the 1st of January. You have Umoja, where we are maintaining unity as a family, and then the community, the race of people, and it's because I am because we are. Mm. Then you have the second day, Skuji Jakalia, deal with self-determination, building and maintaining our community, and the way we solve problems together. It is all about you and me. And then on the third day, which this is the day we are celebrating this year, Ujima, and deal with collective work and responsibility to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems so we can solve them together. Love so that. It's not about selfishness. It's not about you and mine and, you know, me alone. But we all know we have to coexist in a society and work together as one. Even though we maintain our own private sphere, we also know we have to work within the public as well.
Correct.
Therefore, you deal with Ujamaa, which is dedication to the practice of social prosperity that is shared and the labor required to create it. It develops from the underlying community belief that societal wealth belongs to the masses of people who produce it, and there no one should own an amount of wealth that is so unequal that it would enable it to impose repressive, unequal, and exploitative relations mm-hmm. on others. Then we have day 5, Nia, which deals with purpose. And, you know, it deals with commitment to the collective vocation of building, developing, and defending our community, its culture and history, to regain our historical initiative and to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Then on day 6 of the principles of Kwanzaa, you have Kuumba, which deals with creativity. And that is what Mr. Sluggy was speaking about just now. Mm-hmm. So Kuumba is the commitment to being creative within the context of the national community vocation of restoring our people to their traditional greatness and thus leaving our create community more beneficial and beautiful than we inherited. You know, so it also deals with spiritual dimension, social dimension, and is deeply rooted in African society, social and sacred teachings. Then day 7 is Imani, which deals with faith in our hearts and our people. And Imani is a profound belief in and commitment to all that is of value to us as a family, community, people, and culture. So that's where it is, you know. On the day, we have a table set, a Thanksgiving table, and all the 7 days of Kwanzaa bring new meaning. And the 7 principle deals with Ngozi Saba, and a candle is lit each time. So with it, we have the colors of red, black, and green. And we have the Kanara, which means a candle holder. And we have the various colors, 7 candles set. And persons, we will light the table, and persons will be encouraged to be part of it with fruits and vegetables and, you know, gifts and so on. So persons are free to come on up if they want to do a donation. It's up to them, but it's free, of course. And we continue doing our agriculture and farming project, where we plant a wide variety of fruits, plantains, bananas, sweet potato, cassava, you know, thyme, marjoram, and a lot of stuff. We do a lot of hard work. It's a lot of manual labor. And the cultural component is just another aspect of the projects that we do. And this project is a vision that we had from the uprising of Rastafari in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have this vision and you have this, you want this work. So I always say Ngozi's farm is a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something we do on a day. It's a life. It's our liberty. Yeah. It's all the way we do our livelihoods, you know, because we even sell or whatever produce we have at Cheapside Market on Saturdays. My husband, Prince,
he's
very instrumental in helping my family, Kweku Jelani, Baruti Jelani, Subira Jelani. We work as a unit and also members from the community will come on in and join us. And we just, you know, keep it going. So we invite you all to come on down to the Kwanzaa celebration so we can develop and enhance this cultural event that is so important.
Give me the day and time again.
28th, Saturday. Saturday, Saturday after Christmas.
Yes.
When you done rest and relax and eat and drink pretty at the house. Then following Saturday,
yes,
we have Kwanzaa celebration at Ngozi's farm, Turner's Hall, St. Andrew, beginning from 10 o'clock with the farmer's market, 3 o'clock, the blessing ceremony where you have speeches and blessings and the lighting of the table, and 4:30 where we will have the explosion of talent culture and the creative arts. Pineland Creative Workshop, we have poetry, word and song and, you know, all that. We have the drumming from Hinesville drummers. We have All Nation drummers will also be there. And, you know, Right Side of Red band, the reggae band, to be on hand to give you some really goofy tunes.
You understand we got a free shuttle as well?
Yes, the free shuttle leave Golden Square at 12:30, the first shuttle leaves. Then at 2 o'clock, the second shuttle. And then they will come back for you in the evening from 7 o'clock. The first shuttle will leave, and then at 8 o'clock, when the events finish, to take persons down to town.
And Sluggy, if you want another reason to come, last time I went, the food was so good. I really could tell you, I licked my plate. Food was so delicious. It was all natural food. All natural food, prepared, delicious, licked the plate. It was that good, and I went home feeling so fulfilled, right? Because the blessing ceremony, like, it's like, oh, the past, right? And celebrate the new, right? And Irika was there, and she was chanting, and it was such a fulfilling moment. And if you've never been to Kwanzaa, or you've never been around the spiritual Baptist, you're missing out, because you leave feeling, your spirit and soul feel so renewed. And then I want to reiterate, the food tastes good. Yeah. The food tastes
so
good.
Person should really get there about 2:30 to get in, when we start to ring those bells and beat those drums and sanctify the space.
People can come out for sure, and we can ring this in people's ears. And then got this flood all over social media. This year it free, the shuttle free, and then I like everything you're speaking about. You spoke about the community. You spoke about family. You say family oriented, and then you spoke about health too, and eating food for life. You know what I mean? And not just eating anything. And the fact that Lashana lamented on how tasty the food is, but then you emphasize that first when you were speaking before on how healthy it is and the reason why you got it so healthy, but she's still saying how good it tastes. Yeah. I don't see an argument, you know what I mean? I don't see an argument, and I guarantee you business is gonna come on. You got good tasting food, Lashana, and it healthy. It ain't doing nothing wrong. It good for you, plus it good tasting. The shuttle to go free. Yep. And event free.
And the event free. And then not only is the event free, but you're getting a lineup of entertainment. This lineup alone, right?
I forgot to even mention
that. The lineup of entertainment. You have All Nation drummers, top drumming band.
Yeah.
You have Pylons Creative Workshop, multiple award winning dance group and theater. Decades, 46 years, right? Yeah. Then you have Hinesville Youth Club.
Yeah.
Also decades on award winning entertainers.
And the Hinesville Youth Club getting a lot of trips recently, so they gotta be doing something.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then you also have Pylons. You also have Poetry Barbados, who's also performing their award-winning team, which includes
the best of the best.
Three-time gold awardee. Three-time gold awardee. Stone with Cupid is a part of this team. We have Honey Jam Alum, Zoe Sunshine.
Salute, Zoe.
Yes. Two-time bronze medalist, Dio the Poet. Three-time bronze medalist. You hearing these awards?
Yeah.
Three-time bronze medalist, Negus Knott's real name, Raquan Hines.
Yeah.
And Raquan is from St. Andrew. He'll be representing St. Andrew. And then we also have Sam Sounds. He is the fifth artist under Poetry Barbados. And this lineup, you could not want a better lineup to come.
Then right, said it right too.
And then hold on a minute. Let me continue to tell you. You got the best reggae band in Barbados. I stand by that. Best reggae band in Barbados. They won the best band of the year at Going On, if I'm not mistaken. And they will be performing live.
Yeah, that's a lot of good for you. Came out for free.
for you.
For sure.
And this show is free.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering how you could get there, there is a free shuttle service that is leaving Golden Square Freedom Park at 12:30 midday on December 28th. And the shuttle will be going to St. Thomas Parish Church for those who want to park and ride. You don't have to drive all the way. You could stop at St. Thomas Parish Church, park your car, get on the shuttle. And then again at 2 p.m., another shuttle will be leaving Golden Square Freedom Park, going to St. Thomas Parish Church, and then up to Turner's Hall, St. Andrew. And if you're wondering how you're going to get home, no problem. At 7 o'clock, it's the first shuttle. It will be taking you back
to
St. Thomas Parish Church and then to Golden Square. Oh. And at 8 o'clock, it will be taking the same route.
Wait, give me 2 minutes. Wait. I know you're pressed for time, but the first shuttle taking you to St. Thomas Parish Church.
St. Thomas Parish Church.
So if I'm getting to a boat there and the latest time boat there, it could come out and get dropped on there free?
For sure.
They're just making sure. That's so, so good. So too good
for
to be
free.
True. You know what I mean? Erika, it's so too good to be true. So you got to make sure.
For free.
Because so if they boat there or close or want to get in here, or saying, can get again.
And you could get off at St. Thomas Parish Church.
Oh, good. Go ahead. And, and free.
And free.
We're good. Go ahead. Free. Sorry.
And then at 8 o'clock, when the show is over, you can get on that same shuttle. So let's say that you drove up. You drove up, Sluggy. We drove up in Snow White. We could park Snow White by St. Thomas Parish Church. Snow White is my vehicle, VOB listeners.
But that's a good beat. Don't laugh, right? That's a good beat. Two again there, nice and sweet. And then your niggas on there. I be real. You know what I mean? You'll be in the gas on there and St. Thomas Parish, you park, you're nice and safe. Or you're nice and safe, you park there. You're up on the shuttle. Go to the road, you're going to up in the parking, you get the road and on there. So get out the shuttle and walk in the event. And when you done, get back on the shuttle. Get back in your car or whatever. Go on, but you've been in the traffic, nothing to stick up. Nothing.
And this is all made possible due to the private and public sponsorship. We must thank the Division of Culture, Prime Minister's Office, as well as the National Culture Foundation and the private sponsors as well, who decided to partner once again with Erika Jelani and the Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary for this fourth annual Kwanzaa celebration.
This is a beautiful event. And what I like is the location, because it's something that everybody could come to. And being with Barbados so small, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't say where it can take you 2 hours to get there either. Don't care where you came from, it take you a couple minutes. Even if you're coming from town, you know what I mean? Can't take you an hour?
Yeah, it's very... And it's good that, you know, that we develop, you know, these enterprises like the farm. And not only we do agriculture and farming, but as a culture practitioner, you know, and a student in cultural studies at UWI, I just love to embrace our cultural development and cultural awareness and sustainability. And you know, and it's very important. So these events kind of, you know, help to keep that awareness and that energy of Africa and the roots and who we are as a people alive.
Yeah, for Lashana and myself, right, and Cupid, got bigger Cupid all the time. Doing what we do, right, is because when people come up with things that are so different, but very workable, you know what I mean? So, like, I bet people that got farms, sanctuaries, thinking about, oh, you're in St. Philip, you know what I mean? I could do saying about my farm, you know what I mean? And it's a farm growing at his up. Plantings or potatoes, you know, make a whole little event. People around the farm, natural, nice air, you know, make good surroundings, a good sanctuary, promoting a healthy lifestyle. Cause still got some entertainment going on. Like Lashana said, cause still got some poetry going on, but there's still a farm, you know what I mean? So it opened up your world to the type of events you could do, but encompassing everything. So when you spoke about community, then you spoke about family, and then you spoke about a healthy lifestyle, and then still it's a celebration, and then still you're doing it as a cultural practitioner as well. You know what I mean? There's so many different areas that you're covering that I could see this here benefiting so much communities if them copy the model. Because copying this model in St. Lucie, you know what I mean? Copying this model in Christchurch can't affect nothing about going on. And then everybody could come out. So 28th, or we going out to yours?
Commitment, you know what I mean? Connection,
go.
you right. know, and we just
you know how I'm brand going here. Connection, you know what I mean? The links, the people you can meet, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And because I'm sure they can got performers that are gonna be at a high level, Ashauna.
Yep.
That people can be seeing for the first time.
Yeah. And also we want to ask Erica to say that contact number once again. I got yes. a WhatsApp here asking what is the contact number if you want to be a part of the vendor's market.
Oh.
So once again, can you say how persons can contact you mm-hmm. to be a part of that vendor's market? And that vendor's market is happening at 10 a.m.
Yes.
And last time we tasted some of the natural juice. I know mm-hmm. I'm talking about the food. I'm a foodie, right? But mm-hmm. the natural juice, and there was some pepper sauce, mm-hmm. and there was so much things. You name it. It was their skincare products with neem. Listen, that was the part that. So this lady was selling natural skincare, and she was saying mm-hmm. how much things neem could do for your skin. Like mm-hmm. if you got eczema.
Well, yes.
And if you got rashes so on, right?
Yeah.
It good for your skin, and it smells so good,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So once again, Erica. Sorry to go off topic.
And dying off topic. And let me call all this is gonna be at all this is gonna be at the Ngozi. But so that name, so we're speaking about was made homegrown, made
homegrown, homegrown and made natural. Everything in it was natural.
There was no
parabens, no sulfates, nothing. Mm-hmm. So everything was natural.
Trying to utilize the things from the earth, you know.
Yeah.
Whether it's essential oils, mm-hmm. whether you use the sweet basil, mm-hmm. the lemongrass, what people say, bush tea good for you.
Yeah.
So we like that kind of thing. So my number is 283-6987. Persons mm-hmm. could WhatsApp me. Persons could call me directly. Or persons could go, if they're on Facebook, send me a private message.
Mm-hmm.
Erica Jelani.
Yeah.
Just, you know, Erika Jelani. Mm-hmm. Or call me at the number 283-6987 and book a spot. And let me know what products you are promoting. Creative products that handmade, that locally made.
Love it.
And we dealing with authentic Barbadian products. You know, they got some persons might want to come and sell some clothing and sell some other knickknacks. Yeah. That is welcome too.
It's opportunity but, for entrepreneurs.
For entrepreneurs.
I love that. 283-6987. 283-6987.
And book your space in the early so that we can have everything sorted.
That's what we're talking about, man. The 28th of December next week. Lashauna?
Yeah. So now we're going to play one more song. And this song is from Sam Sounds. And it's called Work. And then coming up next, we have the winner of Portree Barbados Open Mic Contest, Raised in the Building. He's up next.
Sam Sounds in the sound system now. A Caribbean thing now. Discipline won't let you down. You got it. We ready for work, no pain, no gain, we come to get hurt. Don't feel that, we come for comfort. We punch junk food and not conquer. Me and my team, we come to conquer. What don't kill you, make you stronger. Poverty for the man who loves the slumber. Push hard until then call we number. Wait. We bring the thunder. Stay on the grind, man, beat us under. People gonna come and talk this under. Come join my team, get off your bum. Get off your bumper. On your mark, get set. Discipline never let me down yet. What you put in is what you can get. Listen to me, good, then don't you forget. You're a champion, you will reach the target. The race is not just for the Corvette. Once you endure, you will win for sure. We bring the thunder. Stay on the grind, man, beat us under. People gonna come and talk this under. Come join my team, get off your bum. Get off your bum. Challenge, no change. When you fail, don't feel shame. Get up and go again. Let me go. We bring the thunder. Stay on the grind, man.
and beat us under. People gonna come and talk, listen, dog. Let them talk. Come join my team, get off your bum. Get off your bumper.
Get off your bumper.
Be ready for work.
Work it.
Be ready for work.
Work it.
Be ready for work.
Work it.
Be ready for
work.
Be ready for work.
Was Work by Sam Sounds, and he'll be performing at the 4th annual Kwanzaa celebration happening on December 28th at the Ngozi Forum and Cultural Sanctuary, starting at 10 a.m. with the vendors market. 3 p.m. is a blessing ceremony under the patronage of the Member of Parliament for St. Andrew, Dr. Renmel Springer. And then at 4:30 p.m., there will be cultural presentations from All Nation Drummers, Haynesville Youth Club, Pylons Creative Workshop, Right Side of Red, and Poetry Barbados. And speaking of Poetry Barbados, in studio is the inaugural winner of the Poetry Barbados Open Mic Contest, Ray. And we also have the co-founder of Poetry Barbados, Stoned with Cupid, in studio to talk about their amazing Open Mic Contest. I was there, and it was an amazing contest. 12 amazingly talented poets were there, and they all showcased their creativity. And the points were very, very close between the top three winners, who walked away with some amazing prizes that were sponsored by the bar. So, Storm with Cupid, can you share some more light?
Right. So, good evening, Barbados. We held our inaugural open mic contest on December 19th. That was this past Thursday at the bar in Worthing Christchurch. So, what we were looking for, creative writing and lyrical content, that was worth 40%. We were looking for performance delivery, that was 30%. Audience engagement, 20%. And originality, that was 10%. So we had about 12 people enter this open mic. And one of them emerged victorious with a whopping 182 points. There were two judges. It was out of 200. He got 182 points. None other than Mr. Ramon Blackman, also known as Ray Writes. And in second place, we had Jeremiah Toussaint, also known as the Prophet from Antigua. And third place, we had Atiba C.D. Thompson with 173 points. The Prophet would have gotten 179. So Ray would have won by 3 points, three whole points, and the judges scored him quite highly. So, Mr. Ray, how does it feel to win our inaugural open mic contest?
Good night, Barbados. Good night, Cupid. Good night, studio. Honestly, I have to say that I feel humbled. I am very, very appreciative of winning this competition, given I had to go through to get it, because I know registration for this was out for a while, but because of where I work and the job that I do, things could happen last minute. Things did happen last minute. Mm-hmm. And we have a saying where we call it Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Yes.
So we had... Tonight was the pass-out parade for Recruit Intake 1/2024. I was the post-parade commander. I found this out Tuesday. I was told on Tuesday that the grand rehearsal for this was Thursday, which was the night of the competition.
Yep.
So even turning up to begin with was looking
with
shaky.
The challenge. Yeah.
Definitely. So when I called Cher after 8, letting her know that I was now leaving Paragon from the rehearsal, she told me still come.
So Barbados, I want you to know this man pull up in full uniform, looking like
and there was a lot of woos from the female, majority female patrons. They were very excited to see a BDF officer pull up. So, yeah, man. come into a lot of applause and things from the girls.
The only weapon he had was his lyrics. He pulled up with his lyrics. He had him shifting his tongue. And Rhea performed last in the open mic contest. So Rhea, tell us what you won.
Well, I won the $150 first place cash prize. Mm-hmm. And a bottle of 12-year-old Johnny Walker Black Label, sponsored by the bar. And they sponsored my Christmas drink, so I'm grateful.
And we want to thank the bar for sponsoring these prizes. First place would have gotten a Johnny Walker Black. I was a little jealous, to be honest.
Sorry.
And second place would have gotten a Bailey's Irish Cream. And third place would have gotten a Behringer Wine. All compliments, the bar, Worthing Main Road. So, Ray, you open a Johnny Walker yet?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Oh, so we would have brought it to the studio, you know?
Don't worry. We're in close contact. When I open it, I will definitely call you guys for sure.
But you know, Ray, you can't come a Bajan written on rhyme and not do a rhyme. So can you tell us about the piece that you won with?
Or can you do a minute of the piece instead of telling us? Can you do a minute of the piece if you remember it?
Well, no, God, time me, but of course I can do Summit for sure. All right. Title of the piece is called Exercising Patience. See, I've been ready to blow. I've just been exercising patience like I was an MD holding a CFT. Patiently waiting like 50 on that song that he did with Eminem and Banks. Call me the general, strategizing, positioning my tanks like a chess master. Ever ready to blast a hole or five into people's brain matter. But it's mine that's all over the place. That way you see how I'm thinking. See, the message is always deep. You just gotta let it sink in. And when it takes root, it trips minds. Stick to the main trail. Shortcuts lead to trip minds, and it'll be catastrophic if ever you trip mine. Mind-blowing experience, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Tongue, thrust of the hip. It means if you're real to me, you would know, cause you'd feel it. I keep most below the surface. It takes trust to reveal it. Myself, by definition, enigmatic simplicity.
Oh God!
We stopping there. We stopping there. That's enough. So also in this open mic, we would have had Orlando, who was a rapper, Ayabad, Crystal Damaji, Kizzy, Jabari Corbin, Jada Hinkston, CC Archer, Kamal Mason, and Ebony Carter. So Ray would have competed against a stacked lineup, and Ray came out on top with that piece.
Yes, please, and we want to congratulate Ray for his amazing performance. He is the inaugural winner of the Poetry Barbados Open Mic Contest. And we're almost at the end of our show today. But we want to just let you know that on December 28th, 2024, you can hear more from the fantastic poets from Poetry as they will be a part of the fourth annual Kwanzaa celebrations happening on December 28th at the Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary at Turner's Hall, St. Andrew, where there'll be performances from Sam Sounds, Right Side of Red, Hainesville Youth Club, Pylons Creative Workshop, Poetry Barbados, and All Nation Drummers. So ladies and gentlemen, be sure to come out to that free event if you want to hear more. And Ray, final words.
Honestly, I have so much love and appreciation for this movement. It is putting poetry back on the map, not just poetry, not just spoken word, but Bajan talent on the whole. It is not just our genre, but if you're a singer, if you play an instrument, this is a platform for you to shine. This is an all-encompassing, like, family group where you're given a stage to show off your talent, and everyone present, they don't judge you. They give you all the pointers that you need to improve your craft. So, Poetry Barbados, you're doing a phenomenal job. I'm grateful to be part of that movement. Keep on doing great things. And anytime you need support, you got me.
Mm-hmm. And once again, Irika, just say that contact number before we wrap up this show today to let persons know how they can get in contact with you for more information about the Kwanzaa celebrations.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity, you know, to promote this event at Ngozi's Farm and Culture Sanctuary, Saturday, December 28th. And my contact is 283-6987. Or you can send me a message via Facebook page or Messenger, private message me, and I would sort you out. We are now trying to get everything organized, all the logistics, and, you know, give thanks. Bless her.
All right. And with that note, this was an episode of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes here. And we want to thank Ray Stone with Cupid and Irika Jelani for passing through. And we want to see you on December 28th.
Saturday.
At Ngozi Farm and Cultural Sanctuary for the 4th annual Kwanzaa celebrations. This is your co-host, LaShawna.
Yes. Uncle Sluggy. And we're out.
Good night.